I spent many hours over the holiday break on a Lake Michigan beach searching for fossils. On one occasion, I heard a rustling in the beach grass on the low dune just behind me. I looked up and saw nothing. Back to the rock hunt. More rustling. Again, nothing. Later, I learned that someone had spotted a cougar on that same beach, very near my rock hunting area. The Department of Natural Resources believes that if there's a cougar living near Pentwater, Michigan, it's someone's former pet, and not proof that wild cougars have made their way back from near extinction and into the wilds of the upper Midwest. Wildlife groups vehemently disagree with the pet theory, but support for it came in last week's story of a man who admitted owning a pet cougar, later set free to live among us in a Mason County, Illinois wildlife area. The cougar as pet phenomenon is big enough to have made its way into the law books. It's enough of a problem that lawmakers found it necessary to enact laws making it illegal to own a wild beast as a pet. In Illinois, for example, under the Dangerous Animals Act, it's a crime, a misdemeanor, to own or care for any dangerous animal. The list supplied by legislators includes cougars, bears, wolves, and any poisonous or life-threatening reptile. And it's no excuse under the Act that in your extraordinary care, your once wild, dangerous animal has become tame. It's not pet cougars, or any furry variety, that's been the subject of dangerous animal litigation in Illinois. Instead, courts have grappled with the exact meaning of that final phrase, any poisonous or life-threatening reptile. Speaking of odd pets, in the sole reported case under the Dangerous Animals Act, a man who owned 2 20-foot pythons, 1 7-foot boa constrictor, and 1 4-foot alligator argued that his reptiles weren't life-threatening. 3 separate appellate opinions later, courts decided that the 2 pythons were capable of causing death, but that the prosecution had failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the boa and the alligator had the same ability. But it's not just the Dangerous Animals Act that works to prohibit peril-producing pets. The Illinois Animal Welfare Act makes the sale of dangerous animals illegal. There, such animals include any member of the crocodilian family or any constricting snake 6 feet or over in length. Bears, wolves, and cougars also make that list. But such laws don't put a stop to all dangerous pets, as the Mason County, Illinois pet cougar, now reportedly living in a zoo, proves. So next time I head to the beach, in Mason County, Michigan, coincidentally, I'm carrying a big stick and my newfound knowledge that through the eyes of a cougar, someone crouched over searching for fossils in shallow water, say, looks a lot like a deer drinking at a stream. My hope is that, should fossil hunter confront feral cats someday, the latter will summon up fine memories of his days as a pet and move on to more tasty treats. Or that sticks and stones have a profound effect on the bones of a hungry mountain lion. I'm Amy Guida.